This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Lawmakers headed home this week for the holiday, and they left behind a stack of unfinished work. Among other things, the government is funded only through the middle of next month, and some tough decisions are going to have to be made. Democrats and Republicans haven't been getting along, though. In fact, they were probably looking forward to this two-week break from each other. Now they may not even get that. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid hasn't formally adjourned the chamber. He's scheduled pro forma sessions twice a week for the next 2 weeks. NPR's Brian Naylor has been covering the goings-on on Capitol Hill. Brian, has Congress adjourned or not?
Well, the House has, Leanne, but the Senate didn't technically adjourn. Instead, one or two senators are going to open the Senate every few days during the break. And the reason is that they don't want to allow President Bush to make any recess appointments to any federal agencies or judgeships while they're gone, people who would then remain in office without being approved by the Senate until the end of Mr. Bush's term. So they're holding these pro forma sessions to keep the president from doing that.
Let's go through some of the unfinished business. First, where does the process stand on funding the Iraq War?
Well, this past week, the House approved $50 billion of the nearly $200 billion the president wants to pay for the war in the fiscal year. But the House attached some strings to that money. The president would have to begin a withdrawal of troops in 30 days with a goal of having most out by the end of next year. That was unacceptable to the president and to most Senate Republicans who blocked the measure. Now, Democratic leaders are saying, fine, but we're not sending the president any more war money without conditions. Here's what the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said this past week.
The president is no longer, never was entitled, but he damn sure is not entitled now to having this money given to him just with a blank check.
Strong words. Now, the Democratic leaders say the Pentagon has enough money to conduct the war without this extra funding. The Pentagon disagrees, says they'll have to start some civilian layoffs, maybe. I have a sense that they'll be revisiting this issue when they return.
And the farm bill, the Senate blocked the $286 billion farm bill. What happened?
Right. Well, they've been dickering over this for the most of the past 2 weeks. Everybody, you know, wants a farm bill, but there's a dispute over what gets attached to this very popular measure. Republicans want to amend it with all sorts of provisions, everything from barring driver's licenses for illegal immigrants to killing the estate tax. Democrats don't want to vote on these issues. Republicans say, well, Democrats, you can't tell us what to do. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell sounding very frustrated.
With regard to the inability to accomplish anything here in the Senate, I don't know how many times you have to relearn that the Senate operates in a bipartisan fashion. We should have finished the farm bill today. Instead, we're still gridlocked on the farm bill.
And so remember, you know, only a third of U.S. farmers receive the subsidies in this measure. And for them, planning for next year's crops is going to be a bit complicated. I think that this, again, is something that they're going to revisit lawmakers when they return in December.
Sounds like they're going to have a lot of work to do when they return in September. Brian.
Yeah, they've got a lot on their plate.
You bet. Brian Naylor is NPR's Capitol Hill correspondent. Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.